WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Fam, Dave with you love 7 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 54. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 74. Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 74. Here's Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
And all these towns, it's in my-
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to request music and win contests. Here's Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Just blow him away. He saw stars in his eyes. And the very next day.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday night. Does your car have a name? It's apparently a sign of love. A poll found people who love their car are more likely to name it. 49% of people who have a car have given them the name. That's compared to 20% of people who just like their car rather than love it, and 14% who don't like their car. So what's the top things we consider when choosing a good name? The number one answer is a car's personality, whatever that means. So personality, that's 37% of people who've named their car, so that's why they choose a name they did. Make and model, 29%, like calling a Kia Forte, will after will Forte. And number three is how it performs, 21%, like Zippy because it's fast. The poll found the top ways we show our cars some love by giving it regular maintenance, having the oil change and getting it washed, and taking it out for a leisurely drive. So yes, now as I think about this, I love my cars. I'd be the first one to admit that. And I'm thinking, yeah, I love my car so much it needs a wash because a bird did a little bit of business on it today all over the hood. I'm not going to get more graphic than that. But not real happy about that, but the car does need to be washed. So I'm going to show it a little bit of love. I'm going to take it through the car wash. I'll give it a little bit of extra love because we'll give it all the extras tonight. Now, my other cars I drive somewhat, I love them both. They're fast cars. Anyone that knows me knows which ones I'm talking about. Now, I do love my cars, but I don't love them so much, apparently, that I never named them because never thought about naming them because, you know what, would get confusing because then one might not think I like it as much as the other. Coming up, we'll have a look at Weather News by Journey on Max FM.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, high near 70. Nice weekend ahead, mostly sunny, high upper 70s Saturday, low 70s Sunday.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
99.7
lying beside you, here in the dark, healing your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere, how could our love be so blind? We sailed on together.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Okay, our stupid criminal story of the night is coming right to you from Wisconsin. I thought fire hydrants would be the weirdest thing we'd see stolen this year, or maybe at least this month, but this might top it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources had to put out a statement telling people to stop stealing cicadas from the state parks. They got multiple reports of someone harvesting them from a spot near Milwaukee called Bigfoot Beach State Park. It's not clear why the person needed the cicadas, why they needed so many. A handful of restaurants have been mixing cicadas into the menu during the big double broad hatch that's been going on. A bar in Chicago is also selling cicada shots. Maybe they're running low because Chicago's only 70 miles from Milwaukee, remember. There's also a chance they were harvested as food, but not for humans. Lizards, birds, and even pet rats like to eat them. Live crickets can cost 10 cents a piece at pet stores when the cicadas are free. It sounds like they haven't tracked down whoever's been harvesting them, but they could face a stiff fine if they are caught and charged. So moral of tonight's story is do not steal the cicadas from the Wisconsin State Parks. I never even thought that would be a possibility, and I had to kind of chuckle when I was looking through all of our stuff today and saw this one in there, and it kind of hits close to home. So, wow, I am just amazed tonight by the things that people would steal. This is Dave. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday night. I'll be back on Thursday night. Coming up next, our 50-minute music hour continues with Janet Jackson on Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Maximum hits.
We'll be right back.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.